This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Cove to Texas.
And in our blogging portion of our Skirted Roundtable this week, we're going to be talking about advertising, taking ads on our blogs, promotions and giveaways that manufacturers offer us through our blogs, book reviews, event invitations, and that aspect of blogging. I know, you know, most blogs really don't have advertising. I have advertisers, and it's funny because my first advertiser, all my advertisers have come to me. Nobody I've ever sort of gone after and tried to get has responded. But my first advertiser came to me, and I had, like, hardly any readers. And I didn't know what to charge. I didn't know what to do, but I was like, hey, sure, why not? And from there, I think it just kind of grew because he was a lighting company. He's no longer an advertiser, but he was with me for a couple of years. And then other lighting companies came along. So I found they just sort of come in bunches.
How did you base your advertising prices then?
I charged him $10 a month.
Wow.
Because it was before I started, if you remember in our first thing when we were talking about blogging and starting our blogs, it was before I started doing Blogging on Top Design Season 1. So I was getting 25 hits a day. I mean, something, I hope he's not listening, something really tiny. And mm-hmm. I had no idea, maybe 50. I had no idea what to charge. So I was just like, you know, I think 10 seems reasonable. I just, you know, and I didn't know what anyone else charged. And I thought, that's a ridiculously small amount of money. He'll do it. He's come to me. And very quickly, I started raising his rates, although my rates kept going up, but I didn't raise him at the same level until it took a couple of years to get him up to the same rate as everyone else. But
And do you guys know, generally speaking, how much people do charge for advertising? Do you think that there's a sort of a going rate for space on blogs that reach, let's say you have a blog that gets about 50,000 hits a month, 50, 60... What do you think that most people charge for maybe a, you know, a little square, 120 by 120 square?
You know, I have no idea. I've done the little research I've done. It seems to vary widely. And since we don't really know how many hits people get, it's hard mm-hmm. to sort of compare, even if you find out how much they're charging, it's hard to compare that against their number of hits.
I think it is too. I think it's very hard. And I think, and it's funny because I had a potential advertiser come to me. Well, they actually told me what they would like to pay. And or they had the whole thing set up. They were going to pay this amount. They're going to advertise on my blog. I was like, wait a minute. I need to do a little research into this before, you know, before we start making deals. And it's true. They what they wanted was a screenshot of my numbers, of my stats, you know. I don't know that I don't really know that I feel like showing that to everyone. It's kind of weird.
Did you send them that?
No, I didn't, because here's what it came down to. The more I thought of it, I mean, I really wouldn't have a problem doing it, because what am I trying to hide? Except that, I don't know. What I did think about, though, was this. There are so many online, what is it, aggregates, the feed burner type things, that so many people are getting their information through those, our stats aren't even really
included in those, right?
They're not, are they? They're not.
No, I guess they're not. Yeah.
So not sure. You have to tack on, there's so many different ways that people get their blogs these days. The site managers don't really mean jack at this point,
right?
Do they? So I don't think that my sending them that information is going to do them any good.
Well, did they advertise on your blog without the screenshot?
No. This was fairly recently, and I'm kind of going through this process right now, wondering if I want to do advertising at all, or if I do. And if I do, then I need to set this up like a business. I need to do what other bloggers who get the same amount of traffic as I do are doing, and figure out what a fair market price would be for a, for instance, 120 by 120 size space, you know. And but then what I keep going back and forth with, I personally think that blogs, and I do have advertising online right now. I have a wide skyscraper that has advertising on it. I think they look a little messy, and I don't know that I want to be a blog that has tons of advertising on it. That's just my personal feeling, and I'm never going to make that much money. You don't make that much money with advertising. I mean, if you're charging, let's say, it seems like the average is about $90 for one of those little squares for like a month. Does that sound right?
I've, you know, all over the map, because I think I've seen some that are, you know, 250 to 500 a month.
Really?
You know, depends on, you know, if you're,
maybe I do need to read
it. Well, I mean, if you're getting 30,000 hits a day, if you're that blogger, then, you know, you can charge.
Well, I'm not that blogger. Right. So I don't think I'll be making that.
I've seen everywhere from like 65 to, you know, in that range, I guess. It is kind of a big mystery. You also have to remember, as far as advertising, kind of like magazines, there was, oh, I forget, it was on a blog post this weekend, or I think it was. Someone was at an event where Stephen Drucker was talking about how the advertisements in magazines, shelter magazines, really actually content, which is true, because we're learning about products through the ads. They're not just tampon ad next to a sofa kind of thing. And I think that that's sort of my criteria, is that the only ads I let on are house-related products. I have to like the products.
I think that that is a really good point, because that was the impetus that got me thinking about, what am I doing with my advertising? I don't know that I want to go the route that I've been going, only because I think you're exactly right. I think that it should have something to do with what you're writing about on your blog.
Yeah, I do.
And if I'm going to go for it, then I probably do need to have them be relevant.
And I think some of the services, like the Glam Networks, they had approached me, and I ended up not using them because the blogging top design site that I was writing for, they were using them, and Apartment Therapy was using them, and they would have completely non-household related items, including, I want to say, Kotex as the product, or I know they had cars.
M&M's.
And, you know, so they had some products that I was just like, oh, I wouldn't want that as the top thing on my blog. And depending on whose ad you're doing, you know, it needs to be at the top. You can't really kind of hide it. Not across the top. I hate those, but down the sidebar. So that's my criteria. And at the moment, I only have text links, because I started with text links, and then I decided I wanted to have sort of the less expensive option. And I do my text links at $50 a link. And then it's obviously... For a month, $50 a month.
Well, I think I remember reading in Ad Age or Ad Week or something about how only 1% of the bloggers make any sort of amount, any kind of money that allows them to, you know, quit their day job and just blog.
Oh, yeah. Very few. Very few.
Very, very few. It's interesting to me, because I also heard someone talking about, you know, how to be a good blogger. Well, are you blogging because you're passionate about something and you're trying to, and you're obsessed with it and you just want to get it out there? Or are you blogging for another reason? Are you blogging because you think it'll be a way to then make money or to be seen by editors of magazines? Although these days,
I think that some of the mega bloggers, the design mega bloggers, it's definitely a business for them now at this point. There's no passion about their subject at all. It's strictly business. I mean, I got into blogging because it was a passion, and it never even occurred to me that I could make money off of this.
And it shows.
And, well, you know, my father and my husband are both, you know, when are you going to start making money? You know, you spend all this time, and, I care how my blog looks. I obsess over the color of the font or the size of the font or the header or what, you know, and I just don't want it messed up by ads. Now, saying all that, I've never been approached for a legitimate ad. Never.
I know, you've said that to me before, and I think that's so interesting. You don't get emails from people asking what your ad rates are?
No. Let me rephrase that. I have gotten a few funky ones. Nothing really
legitimate. Yeah.
Any of these big, you know, blogger or any of the, you know, none of them have never.
Oh no, Blogger though isn't. They don't approach you.
Yeah, you have to go to them.
You go to them, and I did. But maybe that's why people come to me, because they see that opening.
Right, and I started putting, once I had that one guy who came to me out of the blue. You know, I put in the thing that said, email me for sponsor rates.
Well, you know, I don't know. The thing that killed me about advertising is Megan said I had to put the ad at a certain place on my blog. Oh, and then another blogger had a giveaway, and she had to take the giveaway off.
It was me.
I didn't want to say, Megan. I didn't know. But
well, because if the blog people,
I thought this is your blog. You're letting your advertisers tell you you can't have a giveaway.
You know what? That must have been in the small print. And you know, back when I signed on with Blogger, I'm responsible for reading everything that I signed on to, so I just didn't.
Well, one of the reasons why I went to a 3-column blog was so I could do advertising, because I wanted to have the real estate on one column to put in ads, because you really do need to put them near the top, or that's the only value to the advertiser, or one of the values. But I also didn't want to have another, you know, my bio and all of that stuff so far down the bottom that it only looked like an advertising blog. So, you know, so Joni, I mean, you have, this beautiful, enormous body of pictures and with gorgeous big pictures. So, you know, you don't.
But that's my format.
It is your format, yeah, which is wonderful. You know, yeah.
But to me, that's what's important are my pictures, you know, and I've said that before. So there's no room for advertising. But, you know, listen, if someone wanted to pay me big money, I mean, I would certainly think about it. You know, but I've never been approached, so.
Now, what about, I know, Megan, you had that product giveaway that you were then asked, you know, don't do that again, cause just because of your conflict of the blogger thing. Joni, do you get asked about, like, review our book or come to our event? Or you get asked to do, like, go to show houses and stuff, right?
Yeah, I do. It's mostly local stuff. There's a book coming out on Swedish homes that's very exciting, and the authors have approached a few bloggers, and so yeah, there's a little bit of that, but not a lot.
Well, you don't generally do individual products, so I think that's sort of that door opening.
I was just gonna say that.
You know what, it's a big I get asked, you know, like right now I just wrote a blog and I was asked to review, you know, someone's website, and you know, it just gets to be a real responsibility that sometimes, you know, it's hard to live up to these responsibilities.
Well, because it's taking you away from the reason that you blog. You blog because you're passionate about it, and you write about stuff, like you said about your Great Gardens post, which I went back and read. It was fabulous. You love something, and then, Joni, I know you personally, so I know how you get. You got to know everything about it. You need to know everything. But what's the great thing about your blog is that then you share it, and it's well-written. And if you're being given an assignment, it doesn't come from that same passionate place.
You know what? It never does. And I'll be doing it thinking the whole time my readers are going to hate this. You know, they're not going to like it. And, you know, but then again, I've been asked to review things that I've loved. So, like, for instance, Mimi O'Connell, she just sent me pictures of her new apartment in London, and they were gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous photographs. So I was thrilled to show them, and I love her style. So, you know, it works both ways.
Yeah. I have a huge stack of book reviews I'm supposed to be doing.
Really? Oh, I would love that.
You know, and then it just starts getting, one of the book people, publicity people, I said something about, oh, I've got such a big pile. She's like, oh, yeah, welcome to the world. Because it sounds really fun until you realize you actually have to review them. And
What kind of books are they? Are they
I'm on the Rizzoli list, so I get all of their books.
Oh my God, you lucky girl.
And, you know, so I've got this beautiful collection of coffee table books now. Unfortunately, I'm running out of room. But, you know, it is still a responsibility because if I take them, I have to, you know, I actually do need to review them. And usually I give them good reviews. I have one that I'm not going to give a good review to because I really disliked it. So that's, that's to come.
God, I want Rizzoli. So Rizzoli, if you're listening, I'm in on that game. And Tashin, all you Tashin people out there, bring them my way.
Now, what about like event party invitations to industry events, things?
You know what? I am so antisocial. I do get asked to stuff like that. I'd rather stay home and blog than go to. I don't know.
I'm
just not into taking my picture with the star that's in town.
I get invited to a lot of stuff in New York City, and I can't go because I can just slightly far enough that it's a little hard to just zip. zip down to the city for,
that,
you know,
that
some...
Amtrak. You've got that nice little Amtrak that's 2 hours.
Well, it's a little more than 2 hours. But also, like, a lot of times I've been invited to breakfast events. It's like, I can't get there.
I'm like joking.
Yeah, I mean, you see these blogs and they go to all the, you know, the wonderful parties and, you know, you do get a little envious and go, gosh, I would love to live in L.A. or New York and have an opportunity, you know. But then I get the opportunity here in Houston. We have the same people come to our design centers, everyone else, and I never go.
It makes for an easy post.
Right, that's true.
It does.
I mean, everyone likes to see pictures of each other, and, you know, so it does kind of fill up your blog roll for a while.
Yeah.
What you're going to post. But, you know, back to the advertising thing, when people start advertising too heavily, I mean, if there's any such thing as integrity behind a blog, but, you know, it starts to appear as though you're losing the integrity behind the blog, you know, the reason why you began to do it. I mean, you start, the blogs don't appear to be something that I don't know, that I want to look at because I question the content. Are you blogging to make money? Are you blogging because you have great information that you want to share with everybody?
But is it absolutely, are those two mutually exclusive? Can't you be blogging as a career? Like a writer for a magazine or a publisher of a magazine does it as a career. They're doing it for money. It's a job. They have to be paid. But they're also passionate about it. So why can't theoretically a blogger...
You have a good point. I think, though, because...
I think you can do it together like that, sure.
I guess my feeling is that inherently blogs sort of evolved from maybe the zines of the 90s, you know, where people were printing themselves and that sort of thing. So there's something grassroots about it to me. So I sort of feel that blogs are more personal and, I don't know, if they become too commercial, then they become a completely different animal.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing is, Megan, is it to do a good blog takes time, and for a person that is supporting themselves working, it's almost impossible not, you know, just devote the amount of time you need.
I agree. I totally agree with that. It takes so much time, and the really good bloggers who, I guess if you judge a good blogger by their stats, you know, whatever, those girls, those people put, and gentlemen, put so much work into it. I agree. But I don't think they're getting compensated for the time that they put into.
No, I think it's kind of like being a crafter. You know, if you make quilts or pots or something like that, unless you hit a certain level, you may make money. You may go to craft fairs. You may make some money. But if you aggregated out how much money you made against how many hours, you know, you're working for minimum wage.
It's labor intensive.
Yeah. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, and you can download our podcast at iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.